Well, today we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Anna Kelly is with us here this morning. Anna is a student at Griswold High School. How are you?
I'm good.
Tell us about your family.
Well, I have my mom and dad, Chris Kelly and Joni Kelly, and I have two sisters, and yeah, we live in Elliott.
Okay, very good. And you are a junior this year at Griswold. How is that going?
Good. It's been a fun year.
It's been a weird year.
Very weird.
But probably, is it better than last year? Last year just came to such a sudden end for y'all that you didn't really get a chance for closure on the year. Is this, even though it's been kind of discombobulated, has it been a little bit better so far?
Yeah, I like it. It's good to be back in class and have stuff to do every day. And I don't really like learning remotely, so being at school has been really nice.
It's kind of tough.
It is.
I mean, it takes a lot of self-discipline, that's for sure. But, you know, it's another challenge that we have to overcome, right?
Right.
Is it, I mean, you guys are learning a lot about challenges, aren't you?
Right.
More so than maybe some of us did in school.
Yes.
Well, we're visiting with Anna this morning because recently we got a note about how she was nominated for the Congress of Future Medical Leaders. That's kind of exciting to get noticed.
Yeah. It caught me off guard a little bit.
Is this something you applied for?
No, I was nominated, actually. Okay. And there's a number of ways you can be nominated or picked for the award. And I really don't know to this day as to how, but like you can be a student with a certain GPA and they pick honor students going into the medical field, which is exciting, I guess.
Okay. So, and they know already, you're a junior in high school, and they're talking about the medical field, so you obviously kind of have an idea what you want to do.
Well, I don't exactly know. I'm thinking about healthcare, but I don't know what exactly I want to do. So I think this conference is good for me because it's a bunch of different people, like similar students my age, honor students that want to go into medical, and we can talk about that kind of stuff. So I think it'll make me more familiar, see what I want to do, because I have three generations going back in healthcare. My mom was in healthcare, and it just seems interesting to me.
But healthcare has changed over time, too.
It has, a lot, yeah.
I mean, even though it's the same industry, it's not the same industry over time. So sometimes when you have those discussions with folks who maybe have worked in it for a long time, radio's no different. It's a lot different now than it was when I started.
Right.
So everything changes over time. So is it good to get some perspective from some other folks who are kind of going through, maybe have the same kind of questions that you would have?
Yeah, that's what I'm really looking forward to. I think it'll be good.
Okay. Well, it's always nice to get more perspective before you jump into anything. Talk a little bit more about this, the Congress of Future Medical Leaders. Is this something where you'll be going to a conference to meet up with folks and visit? How will that work?
Usually it is, but since COVID, it's virtually, of course. So there's a couple different dates, and they show us live surgeries, and we get to have different, like, breakout sessions, and we talk for, I think it's a two-day conference. And it's a bunch of us on a call, and we get to watch the surgeries, and we just talk about different stuff. And it can be – there's a college class part of it, too. So I think it would be really exciting.
Okay. Now, some people are getting a little squeamish, a little weak in the fingers now thinking about watching a live surgery.
Yeah.
Is that something you've experienced before?
I have not, but I'm really interested. Like, I think it will be really cool. I get to say I got to do something like that, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, for some people, that would be an immediate, wow, that's really jumping in both feet first, but you're going to experience that at some point. Is that part of this process? They want you to get an idea of what it's really like?
Yeah, and I think because it's part of it, like, in order, the people that put it on are like, they've earned the, I don't know, honor medal of science.
The Nobel Prize.
Yeah, and they put it on, and it's very major doctors, and they show you, and they talk about different stuff. And
Medal of Science winners. Yeah. There are different types of folks like that who will be participating. So this won't just be you watching things happen. You'll also hear from some of the professionals.
There's lectures, and we do breakout sessions, and there's different stuff throughout the 2 days.
Okay. It's an interesting time in medicine to consider medicine as a career.
Right.
Where some folks are excited about getting in, others, you know, are getting out. You know what's going on in the world right now.
Right.
Has that changed your view at all?
Not really. I'm still interested because just as things change over time, like you see, like it, I think it'd be interesting to just be part of the change as it goes on, you know, like, I don't know.
Part of the answer, part of the solution.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. it's an opportunity to be able to make a difference, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's a very important field. We kind of need that. Mm-hmm. So, and we need more people to go into the medical field. Are you still finding that this is an attractive field for young people?
I think so. I mean, talking to a lot of my friends, I mean, I think it's always something a lot of people consider. Some people, I don't know, it seems like we got a lot of my friends want to go into the healthcare, or they want to be teachers. And I don't know. It just seems like a very interesting science kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
It's way down the road yet, though, isn't it?
I know. When
you think about where you are now as a junior in high school, this is a great opportunity. But yeah, it's way, way down the road yet. It's almost half of your life again away for you to actually start to begin to realize that dream. There's a lot involved yet.
Right.
You've got a chance now to do something that I guess in college we always talk to students and say, you know, the classwork is great, but get internships. Mm-hmm. Because that's where you really kind of learn more about, you may think it might be great to, for example, be a veterinarian because you love animals. Mm-hmm. But that's not always a good reason to become a veterinarian. And you don't really know it until you get a chance. And I can talk to many veterinarians, because I have over the years, mm-hmm. who say they get people to come in thinking, it's because I love animals. And after they spend a day there, they realize this isn't for them. Okay, it's different, the day-to-day, than what you realize. Is that kind of what you hope to get out of it, to kind of, like an internship, to kind of see what it's really like?
Yes, because I'm still very unsure about what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not completely sold on medical healthcare stuff, but it still really interests me. But I think that this will kind of give me an idea, and the more I look into it and do this kind of stuff, I think I can kind of make my mind up as to what I really want to do.
Well, and I noticed in the notes that they sent out, it said the National Academy of Future Physicians and Medical Scientists was founded on the belief that we must identify prospective medical talent at the earliest possible age and help these students acquire the necessary experience and skills to take them to the doorstep of such a vital career. So that's exactly what you're telling me here this morning, is that's where we want to be. So if you were to get into medicine, I know you're still kind of on the fence a little bit here and there, but it's one of the options you're considering. Do you have any thoughts? Because saying I want to be a doctor is one thing, but there are so many different fields to practice, and it might not be a doctor. It might be in nursing. It might be in research science. It might be in different things. Do you kind of have any feel for what you think at this point maybe you'd want to be?
Not really. I mean, I've thought a lot about, like, sports medicine, like physical therapy, sure. That kind of stuff interests me.
There are a lot of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
There literally are lots of opportunities to be involved. And there's so much out there for folks to take a look at. And it's really important to start early if you are truly interested in something like this, which is why they have these types of events. Is there any cost to this for you, or is this an opportunity?
There is a tuition that you can pay if you want to get for, like, the college class. And you can attend. There's three different ones, and you can attend as many as you want to watch the videos and talk to the different people. And so I could get a college credit for it. Like, they do, like, a class. I can write a paper and submit it in, I think it's Bottega College. Mm-hmm. Gives you a credit for the course if you follow through with it.
So there is something there for you, too, to to be able
and
to
take.
And they
do scholarships, too, I think.
Oh, well, terrific. Because, yeah, I don't know if you've heard, medical school is expensive.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of pricey. So it's nice to have those opportunities. Very good. Are you the only student at Griswold considered for this?
I don't know. I got a packet in the mail. Mm-hmm. Instead, I haven't heard anybody else. I know there's been past students that have said they've been nominated for it, but they've never really taken up the thing. You have to actually, like, commit to doing it.
Sure. Sure. So what you're going to be doing, now you're going to be doing yours in March, in the spring?
Right.
Okay. So what you're going to be doing, as of right now, who knows, the world could change dramatically, as we've seen, but as of right now, it's largely going to be virtual?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. But otherwise, if the world were, whatever normal is these days, if the world were, under normal circumstances, it would be an in-person thing?
Yes. I don't know where, but I know they take people from all over.
Yeah. So I guess the one thing you kind of miss out on is those personal relationships that you might be able to, friendships that you might be able to make with other students that are doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what they talk about, is that how you meet people doing the similar things that you want to do, and that people make great friendships from this thing. And they say it's still possible with the online way they break out and do the different stuff, but I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's because that's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, networking is always a big deal when it comes to anything. If you're looking at career options and things too, you know, one of the things we always tell students before they go to college, A, get those internships, but B, when you do, collect business cards. Mm-hmm. Make sure you keep those, start those relationships and then keep those, because those can foster some real opportunities for you down the road. And this obviously would be no different. Well, very good. Sounds like a neat opportunity for you to get to see and experience maybe more than you thought you would at this age.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I bet. Well, check back with us after you actually go through that program in the spring, and we can maybe talk about the experience.
Sounds good.
That'd be awesome. Anna, thanks for coming by. Anna Kelly, Griswold High School Junior. Sounds like a great chance to learn a little bit more. Good luck.
Thank you.